Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, here today to talk to you about being discouraged. Now, I know it is the holidays that we've had. Canadian Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, Christmas and New Year's are coming up. And whether or not you celebrate Christmas, you get caught up in that general sense of a rush towards the end of the year. And the light that we use to combat the shorter days that we have in the Northern Hemisphere. So everywhere you go, there are lights, there are parties, there are people chatting, there are people having fun, and maybe you're just not. Maybe you're looking at your targets for 2016 and realizing you're just not going to get there. Maybe everybody talks like going home for the holidays is a happy and uncomplicated thing, and for you, it's just not. Whatever the reason, you might be feeling discouraged. And so I'm going to give you three steps to take to pull yourself out of the discouragement so that you can start recognizing the small signs that you are already making progress towards a happier, better time. And the first step is simply to notice what you are feeling and experiencing it and call it discouragement. Say, I'm really feeling discouraged. Because when we acknowledge a state, then we also are able to acknowledge that that state is coloring what we perceive and how we interpret what we perceive. So that we notice things when we are discouraged that feed our discouragement. And the first step in stopping that process is to say, yeah, this all looks really bad to me, but it looks bad to me because I'm feeling discouraged. And when I'm feeling discouraged, it's always hard to see a way forward. It's always hard to imagine how to make it better. And so labeling helps. Now the next step is to get outside of that discouraged bubble where discouragement guides your perception and look around with fresh eyes. And here's one way to do that. You simply imagine that somehow tonight a miracle happens while you are asleep. So you don't know that the miracle has happened when you wake up. And yet it has, and whatever the reason is that you are discouraged, that reason has magically been taken care of. Now ask yourself, when you wake up the morning after a miracle, what's the first sign as you open your eyes that something is different? What do you notice as you wake up? What do you pay attention to? How do you get out of bed in the morning, on the morning after a miracle has happened? How do you greet the world, begin to interact with information or with other people on the morning after the miracle has happened? And as you progress through your day, what behaviors do you do that are different? What things do you notice in other people that are different? What things do you notice in yourself, in the way you feel, in the way you think, in the way you take action that is different? The morning after, you are no longer discouraged. And the trick about this exercise is as you create this checklist of things that are different after something magically takes away your discouragement, you also have a checklist of things that are within your control to change now. You cannot make your discouragement magically go away, but you can pull your shoulders back, you can sit up a little straighter, you can practice finding reasons to smile. You can pay attention to the things that would be important to you if you weren't discouraged. You can honor the relationships that you would be engaged in if you weren't discouraged. And as you begin to find things to do, you begin to find that outside that bubble of discouragement, there's a whole big world, and much of it is within your control, and you don't have to wait for a miracle. And the third step to moving through this period of being discouraged is to find stories that feed you. And these are stories that contain characters going through discouragement, characters who are unhappy and who are filtering the world so that they only see what is discouraging. And you might be the kind of person who gravitates towards success stories. So you will feed yourself stories of people who are in really discouraging situations and somehow manage to turn it around. And so by the end of the story, you have lived their journey with them of moving from discouragement to maybe even being so encouraged you encourage others. But if that just seems like too big a jump, that's okay. Because there are other stories where people are discouraged, and then it gets worse and it gets worse and it all ends tragically, horribly, maybe a horror movie. And you think, why is that useful? Well, at some point, you're going to find that you disconnect, that you are no longer willing to live with all the crap that discouragement is bringing these characters. And you say, all right, it's not that bad. What I'm experiencing, it's bad, but it's not that bad. And that kind of pattern interrupt also opens up new space for you to begin to do the things that you can do, to move your eyes and ears and attention around so that you can begin to make a difference. You found this podcast today and you listened to it even though you were discouraged. As you listen to my voice, you know you are not alone. You can hear my voice and you can hear the voice of the many friends and good role models and just people you meet every day who aren't discouraged, who you can connect with. And you've taken already the first step. So now the second step is easier as you take the steps that move you away from this situation that has you discouraged and into a better tomorrow. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training. You can visit us for more free resources at www.nlpcanada.com.